Today we are joined by Richard Simpson, who is taking on an enormous challenge to raise money for RNIB. Richard, what's the challenge that you're doing?
Oh, the challenge? I'm walking from John O'Groats to Land's End, which is, the route I'm going is just over 1,000 miles.
That's massive, 1,000 miles. What made you pick that route? Why not a marathon or, you know, the Three Peaks? What made you pick that 1,000-mile route?
God, I wouldn't want to run a marathon. It's far too exhausting. I mean, I'm quite into walking, and I've done some long-distance walking. I'd always wanted to do John O'Groats to Land's End or the jog if you go the other way, and I've never got around to it. It's one of those things you never got around to doing. I was certified severely sight impaired 2 years ago, and so I thought I'd better get on and do it before it was too late, because I couldn't wait too much longer.
How much training have you had to do for it then? Did you say that you quite enjoy walking, but this is, as we've said, an enormous walk. So what's the kind of training that you're having to do?
Not a lot. It's not as serious as a marathon. It sounds like a huge thing, but it's actually not as intense as a marathon. I've kind of calculated on walking about 20 miles a day, but it's not a race. I'm going to take it easy and maybe get slightly diverted on the way, maybe via Glasgow, depending on which route I go. So I tend to fill up my rucksack and go for walks around London. And that's really the only training you need to do, because, yeah, it's not demanding walking 20 miles a day. It's not as onerous as it sounds.
How long will it take you then if you're doing 20 miles a day?
I've worked out it'll take me officially I calculated it as six weeks, yeah. But as I have a tendency to chat a lot to people, it's probably going to take me more like 2 months. So it's more of a gentle amble than a fast-paced walk.
So what's inspired you to do this walk? You're doing it for RNIB. What's inspired you?
I was classed as certified, or whatever the expression is, as severely sight impaired 2 years ago, which was a tremendous shock to me. It really was. And I found the RNIB very helpful. When something happens to you suddenly overnight, and it did happen to me overnight, it's very difficult to find somewhere to turn to, which is helpful. And I think the first thing that popped into my head was the RNIB. And they helped me out a lot, and they still are helping me a lot. When people help you, I actually think it's always nice to be able to put something back so they can help other people as well, you know, otherwise we don't allow the world to run dry.
How important was that support, you know, right at the beginning when you say you've got, you know, you feel like you've got no one to turn to?
Oh, absolutely, very supportive. You know, the telephone line told me what options were open to me, where I could go, what they did, or little courses, you know, how to cope with things. Essential, you know. It was more, I would say, more mental health support really than physical support, because as a holistic organisation, I found it invaluable.
So back to the walk. Say you haven't done anything like this before, but are you? Is there anything that you're worried about doing it, or are you just sort of ready to go now?
I'm not worried at all. Actually, it's I am ready to go. The biggest difficulty, it is a long way. It will be hard work, but I'm not going to look at it as hard work, because if you look at it as hard work, that puts you off doing it. It's more a walking holiday. As I said, I have done it before. I've done long walks, 70-mile walks and things like that. So it's something I'm used to.
Have you got any tips for people who are wanting to get out and about and do some fundraising?
One of the big problems you have in these things, especially if it's a bit of a biggie, is actually setting a date and getting around to doing it instead of procrastinating. Now, there is a chap on the internet, I forget his name now, Sean something or other, and he's done the Jogal, except he's not only walked it, he's run it, he's cycled it, he's also swam it as well. It took him 4 months to swim around the coast of Britain. And I'll take one of his tips, and his tips is to, first of all, tell 3 other people that you're going to do it. Yeah? He says, because he's a psychologist, once you've told other people you're going to do it, then you've got to go do it. Yeah? And then set yourself a date. Yeah? So it's getting yourself over the... It's not getting yourself over the finish line, it's getting yourself over the start line. So tell a few other people you're going to do it, set a date, and then go. That's it.
That's good advice. And when's your start date?
My start date is May the 21st. I'm going to start off from John O'Groats. And my finishing date is I haven't got a clue.